Oh, it worked. It worked. Who's that? Oh, is that me? Is that me? Is that me?
Shit, human being. Here we go. Wisdom from yourself, your future fucking edgelord. Well, I'll tell you one or two things that might come in handy in the fucking future. Yeah, I mean, first of all, don't be a fucking dick. Second of all, yes, you know, I think that's it. That's a great advice, really. To be honest, and actually, I think that's where we should be. Just don't be a fucking dick, man. Because, you know, 10 years from now, the world's gonna be a shithole, and everyone's gonna be dicks. But don't be one. Don't become one of them. Just, you know, play it safe. Don't be a fucking dick, man. I think you're gonna be a... Yeah? I won't say anything, because that's gonna make me a fucking dick to you 10 years back. But how do you suppose that people started drinking decaf coffee? Well, ponder that question, because this is what made the future go to fucking hell, man. This is what made 10 years from now, you're gonna see what I mean. But people started drinking decaf coffee somewhere 2015, 2014, like really, they were like, oh, decaf coffee, like that's my jam. Yeah, pump me up real good. Oh, yeah, my anus. And then people started realizing this is fucking garbage. It's like coffee, but without the good stuff in the coffee. And this created some sort of chain reaction to society, man. Like, we ended up with something that's not even remotely close to what is today. Like, if you take Instagram and you add in Snapchat and you, like, turn them around and you put in some crack and some meth and you slap on some fucking decaf coffee, you send it all the way to North Korea, you take it back and you import it through Mexico, like, that's what you get. You get this fucking big pile of garbage, man. The fucking big pile of garbage. And it's truly the most fucked up shit I've seen. And the future comes from the fact that someone started drinking decaf coffee unironically for some reason I cannot comprehend. For some reason that no one of us can comprehend. And to this, it's hard to say. It's really hard to say, but this act of popularizing this vile piece of shit drink created this chain reaction throughout the universe. It's like, if you've seen the movie, you know, maybe 20 years ago, The Butterfly Effect, you maybe remember that from you were young, because I remember it from when I was young, and we are the same person, so we remember it together, but this is what happened. Someone decided that decaf coffee is the future, and it just rippled through the universe, and it took us to where we are, where I come from. You do not want to go there, so trust me, what you gotta do is, don't be a dick and stop the world from drinking decaf coffee. Because that's how we're going to save it, man. That's how we are going to save it. If we are to get somewhere and actually make some productive interaction with each other, you gotta take my advice right now. You gotta take this wisdom that I'm sending back from space and time onto yourself, that decaf coffee is going to destroy what humanity fought so long to build. And it's going to just make life a fucking... I don't even want to... You know, again, I don't want to be a dick. That was rule number one. Don't be a dick. Rule number two. Do not allow people in your vicinity to consume decaf coffee. Because this will lead to something that it's hard
It's hard to even put in words what this creates. But it has consequences beyond your imagination that I cannot explain in this short moment. It's soon going away. This is it. It took us so much energy just to beam this message back to you. Please, do take this seriously. Decaf coffee is not the future. Don't be a fucking dick, man. Just don't be a fucking dick. Don't be a fucking dick.